Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix
1041. 617-655-1234. You can call or text into the studio. We want to know what you are up to over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. Producer Dan is actually out today. So tomorrow, you know, Lana is a small business owner. She owns an embroidery business called Boston Bell. And they're doing something in our neighborhood, Kennedy. It's like a...
Pop-up shops?
Yeah. So it's like supporting other local businesses in the neighborhood.
Love to see it.
Which, I'm going to tell you, being a local business owner is probably harder today than it has ever been before in our time.
Mm-hmm.
Competing against these behemoths.
It's just so easy to buy stuff without walking out your door.
You know, these companies that are overseas that are selling inferior products at such a cheap price.
Yeah.
It's tough to compete. So I just love this
they
are supporting.
What's it called?
So she's going to be at a business. It's called Natural Glow Tanning.
Okay.
You know, so it's a tanning place in the neighborhood.
And
she's going to be set up with the embroidery stuff.
Oh, cool.
And then I think there's going to be, you know, kind of stuff all over the neighborhood supporting other small businesses.
Market, and you can check things out.
Right. So anyway, that is happening this weekend. And then on Sunday.
Give it to me.
Got an invite going to the Patriots game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, me and Barrett are going with another dad and his son.
So it's a boys' day?
It is. We'll be going down there for the game. And we're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, the Stellars going to go right up.
Aaron Rodgers.
Them Stellars, you know.
Yeah, Yin's going to have some.
Yin's going to have some ICPs before you drink them, before you go down there right up. Gotta tell you, that's the best thing I got out of dating that guy from Pittsburgh was just getting the.
That's so good. Phelim is from Beverly. Good morning, Phelim.
Good morning.
What are you getting into this weekend? What do you got going on?
So, I'm a gluten-free content creator. And I'm small, but I got invited to a gluten-free pop-up, like an invite-only thing in New York. And I didn't think I was going to be able to make it because I'm moving back into school today. Okay. But we have to drive through New York, obviously. So we had to wake up early in the morning, and we're getting our taste buds ready.
So you're in the car right now, headed to New York to do this pop-up?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is so cool. So what is your handle on social media? How can we find you?
Feed Me Fay, F-A-Y.
F-E-E-D-M-E and then F-A-Y, Feed Me Fay. What are you on, TikTok, Instagram? Where are we at?
I'm on TikTok and Instagram. Instagram does a little better than TikTok, though.
Okay, Feed Me Fay. And it's all about your journey in that world?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring a little bit of humor and stupidness to the community. Because
I'm looking at one here where he ate gluten on the 4th of July, and if you're not a gluten person and you go and eat the gluten, it hurts.
Yeah.
I am loving everything about this. I just gave you a follow, my guy. I love it.
I appreciate it. All
right, have fun at the pop-up.
Yeah,
have fun at the pop-up.
Em.
You know, next thing you know, Feed Me Fay is going to have a million followers.
I hope so.
And yeah, hopefully he won't forget about us. So if you're gluten-free, go look him up on social media. Feed Me Fay, F-A-Y. Let's see. Harry the Puppeteer, good morning.
Good morning from Waltham.
Hey.
You got any shows this weekend?
I do. I have two shows. I'm going up to Southern New Hampshire for the Southern New Hampshire Ukulele Festival. And it's a fundraiser for this group called Ukulele Kids Club, where if kids are in the hospital and they have a lot of time to heal, We provide them with ukuleles.
I think we've talked to them in the Goodbye Tribe.
Yeah, I think we've had them on the show before.
Or something very similar to it. I love that.
Yeah. So I'm on the team on Sunday. So I'm heading, Saturday, I'm heading up to New Hampshire for that on tomorrow. And then on Sunday, I'm back in Massachusetts, and I have a show in Watertown at the Mosesian Center for Arts at 1 o'clock. And Good News Gus is doing his thing and singing and dancing. And I want to focus him more into helping, finding ways for kids to deal with some of the issues that they're dealing with and how to self-regulate and get back to good. So I'm kind of using Gus as a vehicle to keep kids on track, you know?
I love it.
Wow, that is so good.
Yeah.
You're doing the good stuff, Harry.
You are indeed.
Harry the Puppeteer there. Thanks, Harry. Have
such
a great weekend. Let's see. Lorraine is from Grafton. Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning.
What are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to the Blue and Green Walk at Polar Park in honor of my daughter.
Okay, aww. So tell us what's going on there.
Oh, it's a walk for New England Donor Services, where donor families and recipients walk and raise money for New England Donor Services.
I think that's wonderful. It's such an important thing, and it's something you don't think
it
about
is.
Until
we
you
need to
it.
Spread the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to spread the word.
Tell us about your daughter. What's her name?
My daughter's name is Megan. She was 27 years old when she passed. She was a victim of a murder-suicide. Hmm. She was an RN nurse at St. Vincent's Inn at UMass Hospital. And she was able to get on the respirator and until they found, she gave her heart, her liver, and her two kidneys to different people.
Oh, wow. What a gift.
So this is my way of giving back for what she has done.
And it's at Polar Park tomorrow?
Polar Park tomorrow in Worcester. And anyone can join. It's just a $25. You get a T-shirt. They do different games. And it's just a great way to show everybody, you know, to get out the word about organ donation.
Absolutely.
Well, Lorraine, thank you for sharing
Megan
with us.
Thank you so much.
Wow. That was nice of her to open up about that. That had to be
100%.
Hard.
100%.
Heather from Ashby, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you
guys?
We're doing good. We're doing good. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, this weekend on Sunday, I'm bringing my daughter for a practice photo shoot at USA Models in Charlestown.
Okay.
I didn't know we had USA Models in Charlestown.
Supermodel.
Let's
work
do it.
Girl. Do your thing.
Well, I do pictures of her all the time. So
right.
She's got the practice, and she really wants to do modeling. So I finally just sent in something like a submission, and they got back to me, and now we got something going on Sunday. It's going to be like a 4-hour shoot. They're going to do her hair and her makeup, and she's going to be in front of the camera and practice. So
oh, that's
here
awesome.
We go.
We'll keep us posted on how it goes, okay?
Oh, I will.
All right.
Have a good day.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.